It is Mind Food Radio, and I'm thrilled to welcome to the show the author of a great article in the June edition called Changing the Future, senior writer Sarah Harvey. Hello, Sarah.
Hi there. How are you going?
Good. Now, this is a great article. Well done. What was the premise of it? And, you know, like, how did you come up with the idea?
Well, we just got together a big group of Lincoln University lecturers and researchers, and we wanted to talk about what our cities and, I guess, our country will look like in the future. So it was, you know, everything from city layouts to house design, renewable energy, everything really.
Okay, so there were a lot of different things, and the one thing I thought when I read it was, wow, Lincoln University's got some very clever people working there.
That's right, yeah. I mean, there's some absolutely amazing people, and you kind of don't really realise until you start scratching the surface.
Exactly. So let's talk buildings first of all. What will the major difference be in the future with our buildings?
I think the thing is, and if we're looking at residential buildings, first of all, you know, we have to move away from thinking that we can each have our own standalone house, particularly in Auckland. You know, there's going to be a lot more apartment buildings, but also with commercial buildings, you know, they're going to be probably more mixed use. So there'll be some residential, some office, some sort of retail. And what we're going to see is more green buildings as well as more buildings that are more open to the street. So hopefully, you know, a streetscape might, with a commercial and residential building, you might sort of have a cafe in one, some shops in another. So buildings that allow people to come in and out of them, and so they're not just concrete faces to the street. That will be the main change, I think, in our city, so that density.
Now, look, I know in Auckland it's obviously a huge issue, but if you don't live in Auckland, do you think that New Zealanders take population density seriously enough?
Yeah, I think that was one of the main issues that the researchers talked about, is that New Zealanders still have that quarter acre dream. So, you know, they want to be able to have their own patch of garden. And I totally get that, because, I mean, I don't know about you, but that's what I grew up with. But what's happening by doing that is that our cities are spreading, and we're ruining the natural environment as a result. So what these researchers say is that actually the denser we live, the better transport links we can have, the better shops and communities and cafes that we can have, because there are more people in an area. And so it's giving up on some of that quarter acre dream, I guess.
So we're with Sarah Harvey, senior writer for Mind Food magazine. Now, one of the other things that that you looked at in this article was sustainable city planning. Now, there was a really interesting interesting piece in this article about Christchurch was the example, about where you would and wouldn't sit in Christchurch according to the elements. Can you just tell us a wee bit about that?
Yeah, it was interesting, really, because they were saying that our cities had been planned on sort of an old model of just basically placing a grid on a piece of land, but without taking into account what the weather might do in a place like Christchurch. So they're saying, for example, in Christchurch, the climate's dominated by the wind. So you've got the nor'westerly, which obviously brings the warm wind, but then the strong cold easterly as well. And so saying that the certain areas of Christchurch, that when the easterly is blowing, which is quite often...
No, I've lived in Christchurch. So that leads me to the next question, Sarah. Obviously, Christchurch is in a rather unique position because it can start again. So do you know if they're taking that into consideration with the rebuild?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's certainly aspects of the new Christchurch that are far more welcoming, and I think it's, you know, a bit more of an idea of opening the city up and more green spaces and more of, I guess, a look at how people actually live in the city rather than it just being a collection of buildings on a grid.
Right. Now let's move to food, because this I find the most interesting thing about your whole article. A third of the food produced for human consumption is either lost or wasted, and that's 1.3 billion tonnes of food. I mean, that in itself is just ridiculous. So this is the juxtaposition. 795 million people are chronically malnourished. However, 600 million are obese. So something is just going dreadfully wrong, and what do they think that was?
Yeah, I mean, I think that if we bring it back to the New Zealand situation, is that, you know, we think of ourselves as a relatively well-off country, but if you even think of your own fridge or, you know, your own pantry and how much food you waste, and, you know, how much of that food could be going to people in need, you know, it's fairly horrific. But there are, you know, some really great organisations doing things like Kibosh and Wellington and Kiwi Harvest, etc., Food Share, I think you mentioned in Dunedin.
And was started in Dunedin, and Kiwi Harvest is their Auckland operation. So I do quite a lot of work with them. And the other thing that I've seen in your article was that in Denmark, they discount food past its use-by date from 30 to 50%. What a great idea.
Yeah, and you may have seen recently too in France that they've, you know, said to supermarkets that they're not allowed to throw out food anymore.
Yes.
So, I mean, it goes off, so which is great.
Awesome. Now we move, last of all, to happiness. Did the experts from Lincoln think that we have this right in New Zealand, or are we a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because as our cities become bigger and, you know, we live in more built-up environments, they talked about the need for the natural environment and the part that actually plays in our well-being. So, you know, we actually need a good, well-functioning, healthy ecosystem in order to be able to be happy, they said. So, you know, we need that natural environment to be able to get out there and be able to, I guess, reconnect and be happy.
Do New Zealanders think a little bit much about stuff, though? Are we moving towards that? Because that, to me, feels very American.
Yeah, I mean, I think they always say millennials, don't they, that are the ones that actually want to reconnect with nature. I don't think New Zealanders would be like that. And the research has certainly said that this, you know, can be more of an overseas thing. But New Zealanders, you know, New Zealanders do like things as well. So I guess it's just remembering that there are other things out there as well.
True that. Well, Sarah, well done. It's a fabulous article, Changing the Future, in the June edition of Mindfood magazine. Have a look. Boy, I tell you what, it makes you think. It really does.